Welcome to Shomar Shom and the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leva Sitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Kof Gimel, and this Daf is dealing mainly in the story of the Ptira of Rebbe. And the Gemara on the end of Amud Aleph brings that Rebbe used to come visit his house even after he was Nifter. And the Gemara says, Kol Bishim Shi, as Rashi points out, we're talking about the night of Shabbos, he would come visit his house until a neighbor saw him. The Gilyon HaShas Kiveikur sends us the Sefer Chassidim. And the Sefer Chassidim Simen Tav Tav Shin Chav Tes. Sefer Chassidim brings the Pshat when Rebbe came on Friday night to his home, Leil Shabbos, he came and he did Kiddush and he was b'moitzi his entire family. And the Sefer Chassidim adds that he would come b'bigdei chamudos the Shailovish b'Shabbos. He would come dressed in his Shabbos clothing, and with that, he would be moitzi with Kiddush. Sefer Chassidim adds and says, why? Even though it says that a regular mace, the minute he dies, he's chofshi min ha-mitzvah, says in the Pasuk, v'maisim chofshi, but by tzaddikim is different. Ki tzaddikim b'misosom kruim chayim. Tzaddikim, even when they die, when they're nifter, they're still alive, and they're able to come down here in their body and do mitzvahs. Azoy shtei the Sefer Chassidim. And the Chidah, on the spot in Sefer Chassidim, he has the heart of Sefer Chassidim, he sends to what he wrote in the Shema Gedolim. And in Shema Gedolim, the Chidah speaks about the Ravan, and he brings there that there was this very big tzaddik that used to come back to his house, similar to Rebbe, and would be nearer to Bnei Abayis, and he mentioned the Sefer Chassidim, and then he adds and he says, I always had a problem. What shot do we see that people come to Kavarim of tzaddikim, and they daven there, and they say krishma. He says, how can it be? You're not supposed to do krishma and daven in arba amishal meis, on basic verse. So how can you do that? So he says, you see, I learned from Sefer Chassidim, this idea that a tzaddik, even after his nifter, is still considered to be alive. And that's why you could come next to the kever, and you could say krishma and davening, because there's a different inyan by a tzaddik, you don't treat him as a mace. And Avkenikach, the Sefer Chassidim says, the imamish has mitzvahs, he's able to be moitzi b'kiddush other people. And the Shem Gdolim, the Chidah says, hi, it says a mace in chofshi, as the Sefer Chassidim himself says, that's a regular person, not a tzaddik. A tzaddik, a chassid, even in his time of death, he still has mitzvahs. And he brings in other places sources that tzaddikim or mekayim mitzvahs in Shemayim, because the tzaddikim do have mitzvahs even though they're nifter. Rav Yosef Engel over here in Gilyon HaShas also brings the Sefer Chassidim, and he learns a little differently. He says, no, may seem, even by a tzaddik, there's a concept of a mace that he's put to bring a mitzvah. But that's only when he's up there in Shemayim. That's because of the mokum goyim, the place where the neshamas go to. That's where you don't mekayim mitzvahs. But when a tzaddik comes back down here to the world, and only a tzaddik has the rishus to do that, like Rebbe, so then he does chayav mitzvahs, because it's not a din by the mace, it's a din by the makom. Wherever the mace goes to, that's where you don't mekayim mitzvahs. But in this world, there's still mekayim mitzvahs. So this is the big yisoy that the Sefer Chassidim says, which we're in the Achorim discuss in length, with the pshat, how do you understand, that you have here some mitzvahs and chiyus by a mace. But now you have to understand still, why dafka by Rebbe we find such a thing? From all the Tanoim, the only one we find that came back after he was nifter was Rebbe. What's pshat? So the Ben Yoyud explains that it has to do with the Hemshech HaSugyo, what the Gemara says, that they were davening so much for him to stay. And therefore, even though he was nifter, there's still something that was left. Because why did they want Rebbe to stay? It's not just stomp to daven for a mace. The pshat is, he was Gadol Ador, he was the Gadol Sheba Gedolim, the one who wrote the Mishnayos, and he is the source of Shefa to that generation. Every tzaddik, he's the source of all the hashpores of that generation. So when they davened so much, even though at the end of the day they lost that battle, that Morris can say the next half, but something remained with their koy b'koyach tefillas, these hashpores still remain. That's the idea the Rebbe is able to come down into this world. That's what the Ben Yodo says. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says, he's present in a few places, one place is Yisrael Gedoishim, says Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, the pshat is the Rebbe is called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, meaning he had Gedusha, which was the highest level. We find other Gemaras that says the Rebbe never put his hand below his belt. Rebbe is considered to be the Nitzoitz of Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom, as we state in the Arizal, says Reb Tzadik. And therefore, he had the concept of Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. So Rebbe was the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu, the Nitzus of Yaakov Avinu. And he is the Nosi Parnas Ador, and is clearly all the Nefesh of that generation. And he has this such a special Gedusha, similar to Yaakov Avinu. That's why he has the power of Bimiskaper and Misa, and he's still able to come down here with his body, because he doesn't have a full Misa like a regular person. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.